Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Girl is on fire.
Good evening, Tampa Bay. This is the real Lisa V, and I'm so glad to be here with another Dawn Reese Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen special. We've got a jam-packed show. We've got MG Holistics, Melinda Goodall here. We also, in the second half an hour, we have producer and owner, CEO of Atlas Star Records, along with one of his up-and-coming recording artists. So right now, let's let everybody tune in and get ready for the ride. And now, a word from our sponsors.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Good afternoon. It's the real Lisa V from 106.1 FM. And let me tell you about something amazing. Captain Rusty's seafood products. We have Cajun lobster and crab, smoked mahi dip, regular lobster dip, and regular blue crab dip. Make sure you go to your nearest store and tell them that you want a dip with Captain Rusty's dip.
Hi, this is Dan Olson. I'm the Global Bodybuilding Organization Director of Florida. I'm here to talk about a few shows that we have here in the state of Florida. First of all, we got coming up this weekend, it's the GBO Florida Sunshine State Naturals. It's a tested event, and it's got some pro categories and some pro qualifiers for amateurs. That's coming up June 18th. August 20th, we have the GBO Miami Classic. It's an international show. It's an amateurs pro qualifier, and that's August 20th in Miami. September 24th, right here in St. Pete at the Palladium Theater. It's going to be a great event. We've got the GBO Florida West Coast Classic coming up September 24th. Again, this is Dan Olson, GBO Florida Director.
Let me tell you about the hardest working salon in Tampa, Florida, Platinum Beauty Bar, located at 3201 Southdale Mabry Highway. They are open Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday 10 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 6. Phone number 813-884-7257. They specialize in all phases of extension hair, color matching, and let me tell you, they make me look my best. So you want to get the best salon in Tampa? Platinum Beauty Bar. That's right, C'est La Vie Nail Salon, located at 1401 34th Street North. Phone number 727-873-7546. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 7:30, and Sunday, 10:30 to 5:30. If you want affordable, clean, and a friendly nail salon, you definitely want to see C'est La Vie Nail Bar. Hi, it's Lisa V from 106.1 FM The Heat, and let me tell you about an amazing nonprofit called Love Thy Neighbor. It is started by Joanne Brocchio of Made to Order. They have been in business for 49 years. They clean cancer patients' homes for free. They have decided to help St. Petersburg by opening up a local food distribution center, which includes frozen foods, ready-made meals, clothing, and a lot of love and hugs. So please help this amazing nonprofit. Go to lovethyneighborflorida.org or call 727-278-465 and get involved in one of the best nonprofits that helps local St. Pete and all areas in between.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
All right, everybody, we're back, and I have to tell you about Love Hangover Boutique. Phone number 813-810-1186. I was there this afternoon, and I got amazing outfits, shoes to die for, and next week, I promise you, I'm going to be bringing some of them in because they are just ranges from $6, and these are new clothes and also gently worn, but pretty much brand new clothes. And I got a pair of heels that I have seen for over $100 for 12 bucks, and I'm just excited. So please make sure you give Love Hangover Boutique a call at 813-810-1186. Now, we've got a jam-packed show today, and I'm so excited because not only do I have Melinda Goodall here from MG Holistics, and for those of you, if you've missed any of the shows, I promise you they are on the Facebook, and you can go and get part one and part two. And when I say there is so much information that I really had no idea about half of what she's been speaking about, but it makes perfect sense, and it's really opened my eyes to what I literally put in my mouth, eat and drink, and you know what I shampoo my hair with, what I use as far as creams or anything of that nature. So she's going to be coming up here in just a few minutes. And then the last half an hour from 8:30 to 9, we have Joe Gallagher Jr., my record label. And I am so, so excited because we have another artist that is going to be on the show. And because of that, we're going to have some songs that are original that are going to be played. And like, it's just going to be an awesome, 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 awesome show. So I have nothing else more to say until the second half hour. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass the mic over to Melinda Goodall from MG Holistics. And Melinda, how was your day so far?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Lisa. I'm so happy to be here. This show is going to be the best one of all. This one's really going to tie everything together. Like Lisa had said, it is super important to refer to part one and two. I also have them at MG Holistics on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. So please check those out because it is super important to catch up because I am going to go very, very fast right now. Some of this may appear to be repetitive, but I'm going to throw in some super important information that is going to tie it together. So you really want to focus and listen up because it's going to be quick and it's really going to tie everything together clinically. So I am going to begin with the important aspects, and that is we have, and these are all going to be completely connected. So if you hear one, it's going to have, there's going to be the other. And these are tying together on a beauty and anti-aging standpoint. So today's focus is going to be completely on beauty and anti-aging. However, it also ties into health because they are all completely connected, which I've been trying to say from day one. And so the things that are going to be connected, we have oxidative stress, the biggest killer when it comes to health, but anti-aging, when you have excessive oxidative stress, which actually comes from elevated ROS. So when you hear elevated ROS, you have oxidative stress. When you hear these, you also have inflammation. You also have excessive aging. I'm also going to bring something in because there's the big buzz about glutathione. If you have elevated glutathione, you have reduction of oxidative stress. That's why that was a big buzz there for a while. So then I'm now bringing in the absolutely biggest secret of all when it comes to beauty, health, is elevated microcirculation. You have to have proper blood flow because any of these other elements that I'm going to bring in today and any of these health or any of these beauty treatments or beauty products or any of these things that you are using are not going to be effective if you do not have proper microcirculation. I am also going to bring in, because now that we're talking about, remember the elevated ROS, I'm also going to bring that in when it comes to your body and weight gain and information that has to do with that and, once again, oxidative stress. Everything boils down to the oxidative stress. So once I'm going to implement all that, it's going to blow your minds. Another thing I'm going to bring in on a beauty standpoint is, remember from the first show, what combats that ROS, that reactive oxidative species, okay? That's what's causing the oxidative stress is you have all your antioxidants. That is what's going to combat that. Now I'm going to tie that into a beauty standpoint because I'm sure a lot of people can understand all these products out there that have the vitamin C, the antioxidants. These are all antioxidants. And what is their goal? They're trying to combat that ROS. Now I'm going to go back to why it is so important to have proper circulation, because remember that the one thing that's feeding those cells, and today I'm going to really focus on the epidermis, and that is your blood flow. That is what increases. That is what, so no matter what product you are taking for anti-aging, whether it's superficially on your skin or whether you're putting it in your body, you will not be absorbing it on a cellular level if you do not have proper microcirculation. But now I'm going to break this down to where you can really understand it. When it comes to once you age, and I had mentioned the vasomotion. So please refer to these previous videos. But so now we have the heart that's pumping the blood to the body. I'm going to break this down to something that's even to a whole different level now. So get ready. Now, once we have the heart that pumps the blood to the body and it tapers down to these minute microvessels, which are feeding the cells. Now, I want you to visualize this because why it is so important on an anti-aging level. So if we have that, we already know from those that have already watched the previous shows, we already know that when you age, as you age, your vasomotion slows down. And that is what's pushing that blood through those mini microvessels. Well, the one thing I didn't mention, and I want you to visualize this on a superficial level when it comes to aging, because this is so huge and so key. But when you have, so we're tapering down. So for those that don't see the video, I am going to use my hand. My five fingers are going to represent the microvessels. These are the microvessels. Now my other hand is going to represent the epidermis or the epithelia. Okay? That is where, and you guys have probably heard me say, the microvessels, that's where you have the blood tissue profusion. Well, that is where now you're seeing them come together. And that is what's feeding the cells. That's what's keeping them healthy. That's what's combating that oxidative stress. Because the three things these things are doing is they are increasing the oxygenation, nutrient delivery. Now, here we go. Now I'm mentioning that nutrient delivery again. All these anti-aging products out there, I don't care. And oh gosh, if I have enough time, you're going to realize a lot of these things that you're taking are really going out down the toilet, like we mentioned before. But we're talking whether it's a collagen product, anti-inflammatory product, whatever thing, or any kind of your anti-aging peptides or antioxidants or whatever you're taking. If you don't have this, you're not even absorbing it. So it is so huge. So now back to the thing. We've got our microvessels that are feeding that tissue. Now as we age, we've got that vasomotion. So now those five fingers are pumping fast, okay? Because that's what's pumping the blood through the body. Now as we're aging, that blood flow, that pumping action is slowing down and slowing down. And as it slows down, this other hand over here is wrinkling up. Because guess what? You're not getting all that oxygenation. Your cells are not getting all the nutrient delivery, and they're not getting the detoxification that they need. So they're getting older and more shriveled, but then it even gets worse. Now, not only is it slowing down, now we're losing some of these microvessels start closing off. So now I'm down to four fingers, okay? So now we've got more of this epidermis, more of these skin cells breaking down and wrinkling up. And now I'm down to three fingers. That is what happens as we age. Now from the first part one, I talked about the eye, and that's something that a lot of people can understand, because as we age, we lose our eyesight. Well, think about when you have red eyes, you can go in and you can see those little microvessels. That's what's feeding the tissue of your eye. So think about as you age, you lose your eyesight. That's relative to that action. It's all relative to aging. So that is why the most important, valuable, biggest secret is microcirculation. Now I'm going to bring in, and I want to be very clear when I say this, because if people think that I'm doing this too, I know this is my God-given purpose to get this out there for everyone. So I don't want anybody to think that I'm expressing this to promote anything that I have. And however, because if anything, if they know that this has been an investment for me, because I'm so passionate about helping others. But I do have a device that I have been through. I've been doing it for approximately 5 years now, that increases the vasomotion. There's nothing else out there. It is through a frequency. Nothing else increases that vasomotion, which is so huge. I have been through presentations by board certified vascular surgeons that are enthralled. They are just so overwhelmed with this device that they have stated that there is nothing out there that they can, that because these vessels are so minute that they can't do anything with it. And they've actually implemented it in their practice. practices, as well as not only hit their homes, they bought it for their entire family because they understand the capabilities. So that is why I want to express that there's so many things that people think that may be reaching on that kind of a level, but it really isn't. And that is what I want to express, and that is why I feel like I've got my hands on such a big secret that I want people to know about. But now back to a beauty standpoint. We have been. This is something that people have been aware of, and we've all experienced it. And so just so you guys can understand how it's so important on a superficial beautification level. So for instance, if you've gone and had a facial done, and think about your best facial, chances are they'd used a vacuum, or gave you a little hand massage, or little finger massage on your face, or they've used some type of a stimulator. Every single one of those things, the purpose of that is to increase the circulation. I bet you anything, even the micro needling. Oh, that one makes me like, that would seem so barbaric to me. But if you, any one of these procedures that you're doing, you will look and you will see that the purpose is what they're going for is to increase that circulation. And then, for instance, if you also, now I do also do the red light therapy, but increasing circulation is part of that. Now, it also is, no, if you hear anything that is supposed to stimulate collagen production, once again, you're going to see the connection with that microcirculation. Now, any of these things that you put on your skin, when it comes to any of these antioxidants, that's going to be better absorbed. Now, the only problem is, when you're doing everything for anti-aging from the outside in, you're only going to go skin deep. And that is why I am so passionate about what I do, because if you realize the magnitude and if you understand what superficially you can see by increasing that circulation and the benefits you have, then you could break it down and realize the benefits, what that does to your entire body. And for instance, when I'm mentioning the epidermis, which is actually epithelia, that epithelial cells are what coat all your organs. Like, so to have that frequency that can go through your body and increase your circulation is huge. But now on another standpoint, if you have that benefit of the nutrient delivery, you really need that synergy of the antioxidants to go through and anything healthy in your body, because you're not going to have the full benefit if you're not doing everything together. That is why it is so important to combine everything. Now, when I mentioned the supplementations, for instance, so a lot of people are doing these collagens, and one thing they're going to be surprised to find out is, like, if you're doing mixing collagen, you think that you're having your hydrolyzed collagen peptides that are broken down to reach a cellular level. Well, you might be, and you're putting it in coffee. Well, the heat is breaking down the value on a cellular level. You might be getting the benefits of a protein, but you're not really getting what you think you are. For instance, a lot of people are going to be surprised. You also need a vitamin C, which helps the absorption. But a lot of people are going to be surprised that ascorbic acid is actually synthetic. And also the same thing. You also have to have liposomal to reach on a cellular level. So a lot of these, none of these things are really even going to matter if you're not reaching it on a cellular level. And that is why it's so important. And it's so many people, like, when they go and they have these things done. Now, on a body standpoint, the first show I had mentioned that I was sleep deprived. That's what increases oxidative stress. Or there's so many things out there that increase oxidative stress. So if anybody thinks that I'm here to promote any particular thing, that is not the case. I am going to continue, because I could probably do 100 shows about oxidative stress and all the things that are out there that we are not even aware of, and so many people are misperceived about, that increases oxidative stress. But for instance, now that I'm doing beauty, a lot of people, when it comes to beauty, a lot of people have issues with the weight gain, and especially as you age. Think about it. As you age, the vasomotion slows down and you have elevated ROS. Last week I was sleep deprived. I had, like, my stomach was so bloated. If you do the research, you will see when you are sleep deprived, you have elevated ROS, particularly in your stomach. And remember, when you have elevated ROS, you have inflammation. And now, right now, as much as I want to get on a health standpoint, I'm not going to. I'm just doing this superficially. When next week, when I get back to the health standpoint, it's going to blow your mind when I implement this with aging, because this is part of aging. But remember how COVID why it devastated the elderly, and that has a lot to do with the elevated ROS. And there, that's linked in the studies. But once again, that's an anti-aging. That's something that a lot of people need to understand. For instance, cellulite. A lot of people are concerned with cellulite issues. Once again, that is like if you've ever had a cellulite cream where you've ever used, and they had you use a tool beforehand or a stimulator, that once again is to increase the circulation for better absorption. So the concept has been out there and a lot of people have been utilizing it. It's just, I am super excited to be able to do it on such a magnitude. Because I'm so excited and because there's so much more I have to share, but I'm so limited to time, I'm gonna let you know that I'm giving everybody, this is a limited time special, but I'm doing the therapy in my office. So please follow MG Holistic, send me a message, or please text 727-560-5328 to schedule an appointment. I am doing, right now, I'm doing buy three, get one free. $50 a session, okay? You get, so that way you can get four sessions for $37.50. I'm basically giving it away. If you want to implement, you want to add the red light therapy to that, just it's an additional $20. Same thing. Buy three, get one free. Comes out to $52.50, I believe. So this is something that that everybody really could value from, not on a superficial beauty aspect, but for overall health and well-being. And I know, and the fact by doing that, you're not needing all those extra things out there. So the value you're gonna get, I mean, most people for what they're paying for all these different procedures, they could actually have their own device at their home. So this is something that is so huge that I wish people would open their eyes to, because what it's done for me on a, oh my goodness, like how much it's improved my quality of life is why I am so passionate about wanting people to know about it. Because if people knew what I have been through, both physically, emotionally, all the stressors, which once again increase the oxidative stress and the acidic level, if people understood that and realized I should look like I'm 110 years old. So the fact that I'm still breathing and alive is miraculous to me and not bedridden. So I really can't express enough how beneficial it can be on so many aspects. And I really hope to see everyone. And I can't wait for next week because, oh my goodness, I've still got so much information to share.
And if I'm not mistaken, you're going to be doing the whole hour next week, correct?
Oh, yep. Yes, I am.
Wonderful. So I will be taking off because I've got to get ready for my trip to South Carolina. And Bobby, has our person, is Curly called in yet?
Not yet. We're awaiting
all
that
right,
very special call.
Then what we're going to do then is let's do this. Why don't we, Melinda, if you could go another like 3 minutes into what you're going to talk about for next week would be great, because our person who's calling in hasn't called in yet. So we got to make sure we have them. So if you would just dabble a little bit on what you're going to be doing next week for the hour, that would be really great.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead. Actually, I started bringing up because there is such a link when it comes to the aging and, for instance, COVID. And so the three things that I brought up, if you do the studies, and once again, if I bring up everything that I'm saying here is validated by clinical research, and I am so glad you gave me extra time, because the one thing I forgot to do is I never gave my disclaimer, did I?
Uh-uh.
Okay, woo, this is huge. Thank you, Lisa.
Right.
So yes, everything I've said here, I am not claiming to treat or cure any disease or condition, nor replace medical care. Myself, MG Holistics, or any of the modalities that I represent, I am not making any claims on their behalf either. So I'm so glad that you've given me this extra time too, because another reason
the good thing is he's on the phone. So as soon as you're ready to wrap it up with whatever you're going to do for next week would be great. And then we'll get him on the phone, but go ahead.
Okay, so the one thing I wanted to mention is how I'm trying to implement the importance of that vasomotion when it slows down and breaks down. But I have a video, and because I want to keep this, to keep away from any claims being made, if you please send me a message and I will send people directly. It's a 90-second video that shows the effect of the beam, the microcirculation device within 90 seconds.
I had a BMW. That's what you were talking about.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, beam burr.
So, and it shows the microcirculation device, how it literally within 90 seconds takes an impeded, a closed off microvessel and opens it up and you start seeing the blood flowing. So if anybody wants to see that, please send me a message on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I will send that over to you or text again, 727-560-5328. And I can't wait
and
to see everyone.
And for whatever reason they can't get you, they can call the station and leave a message for you at 727-441-3000. But I'm excited because our guest is on the phone. Isn't he, Bobby?
Both of them. Joe's too.
Oh, yay. Okay, I have the two for one this evening. I'm so excited. All right, Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Joe. This is the most amazing human being besides my children. You are just changing people's lives like daily. So let me know what you're doing right now and what's happening.
Well, I was just on the set for a movie last weekend, a Netflix movie that's coming out. I got artists doing all kinds of stuff all over the world. I don't know. It's crazy. We got shows being booked, tours being booked. We got new brands of liquor and stuff coming out.
Right. And I know that there's a lot. You have a lot of irons in the fire there. But the one that I definitely am so excited about is the fact that not only was I blessed to be signed to the label, but we also have another recording artist here with us. Curly, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
All right. How are you, Curly? I am so excited for you to be here. I can't wait to physically meet you in person. But I've got a few questions before we play one of your two amazing songs. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Kinston, North Carolina.
Okay. And what did you do in North Carolina? What is your, besides being a pastor and a singer, what did you do prior?
A truck driver.
So you pretty much helped us get stuff all over the United States. You guys are definitely the unsung heroes. But also, how did your environment affect your life and ultimately your music? What made you, you know, choose the genre that you're in?
Oh, well, I grew up singing. You know, there's a lot of talent in my family. You know, so it's just something I just took up. I always looked at it well that by me driving trucks, I feel like that I'm going to pick up my other talent that I had. And it was always with singing. And I stuck with it. If one didn't do right, I feel like the other one was do right. So the Lord bless me with both of them.
Definitely all the glory to God for sure, because I wouldn't have found Joe and I wouldn't be so blessed to, you know, be working with you here very shortly. And if you could say, what was a defining moment that made you want to pursue music, like, and say, that's it, truck driving, yes, it pays the bills, but my passion, my heart, you know, my desire is music. What made that happen? What happened, or who did you meet to, you know, get you where you need to be?
Well, like I say, I grew up around singing people in my family, quartet, singing in different groups and singing in different places. But I look at inspiring me more of a songs can really change your life or make a person go in a different aspect of life, you know, just the lyrics and
right.
Songs that you sing. And that's what I like doing.
And were there
it all back to God.
Exactly. All the glory back to God, because he's the one that gets all the glory from me. That's for sure. Are there any artists that you look up to, you know, for their skills or the way they live their life? Who would you say that, you know, has inspired your music?
The Stylistics.
My favorite. Joe knows it's my favorite. When he said that you sang The Stylistics, I said, no way. I've been listening to them since I was five.
Yes, Stylistics, The Keynotes, Yep. Willie Neal, Johnson, and the Keynotes, you know. Just for me. Yeah, I love them. Several other groups, you know. But most of the Keynotes, though.
Right.
Stylistics, Frankie Beverly and the Maze, you know. James Brown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, Dawn Reese was actually James Brown's... if I'm not mistaken, his publicist, she did everything for James Brown, and that's pretty awesome that you're on a show that I'm so blessed to be a beauty queen reporter for Hollywood Connections. I've met many, many interesting people thanks to her. But what is your main goal in the next 5 years with your career? Where do you see yourself?
I see myself writing for Action Star Records. Doing songs everywhere.
And traveling the world, because if I'm not mistaken, Joe, 11 countries?
Yeah, we're in 11 countries now. Yep.
Yep. And I can't wait to go to those 11 with you and fly over myself. But, you know, right now, I would love to, I mean, you know, the suspense is killing me, but I would love to play a song. And if I'm not mistaken, it's Jesus Brought Me Out, Curly. And can you tell us a little bit how you wrote that?
Well, that song that comes to my mind that... years ago, you could be dealing in different things, and God will bring you out of it on His time, not His time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
right, we all want it in our time, and that's why it doesn't work. It's all in God's time. That's patience is a virtue, and I'm really learning patience myself right now. Trust me, I'm really learning. But all right, well, I'm ready, and here we go. This is Curly Jones. Jesus Brought Me Out.
Amen.
Yeah. and he turned me around.
He brought me up.
He broke my feet.
He brought me up
on solid ground.
He brought me up.
Yes, he did.
He brought me up.
Yes, he did.
He brought me up.
Somebody like that.
He brought me up.
Know what I'm talking about?
He brought me up.
Yes, he did.
He brought me up.
He brought you out.
He brought me up.
He brought you out.
That was an original song, Jesus Brought Me Out, Curly Jones. That is great. And
Holy cow, Curly, that was awesome. Oh, my goodness. All I want to know is, do you need any backup dancers? Because I'm down. I loved it. That was awesome. And I love Jesus, too, so that makes it even that much better.
Yes, definitely. And, Joe, I know that there, Curly and Joe, I know that you are working on a gospel show here. Would you please give the information and website and everywhere and anywhere that people can find out and buy tickets?
Definitely. It's called the Gospel Revival Tour. It's taking place in Charleston, South Carolina from July 15th to the 16th. There's two shows. You can go on Eventbrite and get tickets. You just type in the Gospel Revival Tour and it should pop up.
Okay, and what other artists besides? I know that you have several events going, but this one is definitely Curly and the songs, and I'm just so excited because I know that we're all going to come together for this. But
yeah, you're going to be performing at a studio here in Charleston, a new studio that just opened up, and it's run by Marcus Allen, who's a pretty well known R&B singer. And they're all really excited for you guys to arrive, and they're setting the stage perfectly for this great event.
Oh, I still am at a loss for words because you and I connected, for the young gentleman, today in my Uber, and now here we are. I wasn't shopping me; I was shopping the young gentleman. So I'm so ecstatic because I still can't believe that it happened, and he was at work, and he's like, I'm at work. I said, trust me, where you work, they need you really badly. You need to call this gentleman now and take a break. But Curly, if you could go back in time and do one thing over, what would it be?
Oh, Lord. Go back in time and do one thing over. One thing over. Lord, you got me on that.
Okay, ready? Same question to Joe. I'll let you think about it, Curly. Go ahead, Joe. Now I put you on the spot.
I would have never gotten drunk at 15 and dove into the shallow end of a pool, hitting my head and giving me a brain injury.
Wow, that's right. We discussed that my family member had a brain injury. Wow, I forgot about that. So, yeah, everybody out there, kids, you definitely do not want to be drinking, especially underage. I'm just as guilty of doing things, and I'm so blessed that I'm alive to.
Yeah, we're survivors.
We are definitely survivors, that is for sure. Curly, why don't you give a shot at that question now? What one thing? Go ahead.
That one thing. About the same thing Joe said, drinking and getting in trouble, and have been to jail before, that was something that I'll never do no more,
Right, and I know that speaking from experience myself, the great thing about God is you're never too far to make a U-turn, and
that's right.
I have a whole new group of friends now, and it's just. It's crazy because the things that, cars, relationships, out of marriage, stuff like that, that's not of God. And I was very guilty of, living the lifestyle opposite of what God wanted for me. And I'm so blessed that my church was able through God to get me back on track. And no matter how many times, you know, we stray from God, because, you know, Satan's really good at what he does. He knows what you like. Mm-hmm. He knows what you're tempted with, and and he'll put it right in your face. And then, salt looks like sugar till you taste it. It's one of my favorite sayings. And literally, like, I prayed and prayed and prayed, and then boom, here you are, Joe. And then as soon as we discussed on the phone, you know, about you, Curly, about what songs, you know, who he likes, the stylistics, I'm like, oh, please, let me sing backup with him. I love the stylistics. And, you know, I'm only 35. No, I'm kidding. I'll be 52 in September. And I never would have thought that through God, because as you know, Curly and Joe, when God closes the door, no man can open. But when God opens a door, no man can close. And you and I constantly text each other every other day, Joe, and we're just amazed at what God's doing in our lives. And I know that I'm going to be proud to be working with Curly, you know, up there in a studio and singing whatever song you want me to sing for the Lord, because I know it's going to be everything it should be and more, because you have a testimony, Joe. I have a testimony. And Curly, you sure have a testimony. I mean, I sing all the time in my car, and I'm jamming Tasha Cobbs, you know, Hillsong Worship, and people look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, hey, if you can put rap music with foul language and degrading, you know, women and guns and you know, stuff like that, I don't care. Like, I had my sunroof open. I'm singing, there is power in the name of Jesus. And people look over and I'm like, I don't care. Before, the old me would have not done that. I would have just, like, you know, quietly been quiet. But Joe, I know that you have big, big things coming up. And another, you know, question for you, as far as, besides, you know, diving in, how has God really, like, got a hold of you and you knew, like, the only way that this came about was through God?
Well, because I was in a very traumatic car accident, and that ended my career as a professional performing artist and recording artist. And the only thing I knew was the paint business and the music industry, so I wanted to stay in the music industry. So I decided to start a record label that catered to artists and took things from an artist's point of view and made sure that I made the fairest contracts and really went to bat for artists instead of the other way around, where the record labels make all the money. And not, I did it the opposite way.
Right, because when you put God first, he will direct you the way you need to be directed. Now, Curly, the next song that we've got coming up is called I've Got to Praise Him. Can you tell us a little bit about how you wrote that?
Well, that's really simple there, because we need to praise him every chance we get. Because going through life, we need to do that, because the Bible says everything that got breath should praise you, the Lord. And we have to thank God every day. That's why there's one verse in our life that says, I thank God for protecting me all day long.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
It really comes to my mind by giving God the praise.
Right.
I sing all the time. I take out a couple hours a day and sing in my basement. I just go over songs that I got. It's just something that I do, you know. So just like I was telling Joe, you know, I'm ready for the show, because I've been practicing for
Right, and God's making it happen with Joe and all the other, you know, all the other groups of people that are going to come together and watch you literally, you know, thank God for everything. Because we usually, you know, thank him for the good times, but there's so many times that you may be held up in traffic, or the one person that you're trying to say stay friends with or do business with, and God literally will stop you and stop connections. And I'm learning that, because I'll hold on to people and God's like, they're not going to the next level with you. And, you know, in the last 30 days, I know that you can feel when there's a shift, you know, gentlemen, you can't stop it. You just got to sit back and say, okay, God, whatever you want, I'm listening, because sometimes I don't understand how much he does protect us. And we do have to praise him through the good and the bad. Everybody forgets the minute you wake up, that's the biggest blessing ever, because a lot of people went to bed the night before thinking they were going to wake up and they didn't. So I can't wait to meet you up there. But right now we've got I've Got to Praise Him by Curly Jones.
Right, well.
Praise him. That is just. I am so excited, Curly and Joe. I'm just so excited to get up there. I want to leave tomorrow to Charleston, but I can't.
I want to come and be a backup dancer.
Yeah, I asked her if she'd be a backup singer. She's like, no, you don't want me to sing. I can dance. I'm like, that's okay. I'll need some backup dancer for sure. J-Lo has like 500 of them, you know, so we're good. But we've got a few minutes left, and Joe, Curly, what do you really want to what message, Joe, do you want to get across to anybody listening who has been told by the other labels, like, no, you're not good enough, no, your music will never make it? Joe, what do you want to tell them?
Well, I just actually added a comment to this live feed, and Atlas Star Records is really about giving opportunities to the most unlikely talents, you know, finding talent in the most unlikely places, letting God choose who's going to get this opportunity or not, you know. We're not looking for the models. We're not looking for the, you know, we're not going by looks. We're not just going by talent either. We're going by heart and soul.
Right, and that's where, I mean, when you do what your heart desires, and when God sees your heart, He sees your heart. When you do what you're supposed to for God, He will, you know, make your dreams come true. And I, you know, you and I, we talked. I tried to commit suicide, and my one of the assistant pastors at the church that I'm part of now came and got me at the Walmart. I had literally, you know, given up and didn't understand what I was doing. And I can pretty much say that a lot of people have gotten to that point in their life where they're just so low, and they forget that, you know, God is the only person you need. And like I was telling you several times, Joe, God has literally pulled people out of my life, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on? But God's like, you need to practice the faith that you tell everybody and what you show people. You've got to give this to me and let me do it. And then boom, 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 here you are. And the sky's the limit. And Curly, what do you want to tell, you know, the listeners as far as what you've experienced with, you know, Atlas Star Records and everything? What do you want to let them know? Because I think Joe's the best thing since, you know, sliced bread. But, you know, that's just me personally. But Curly, what do you want to let everybody know as an artist, you know, with the label for quite a minute? What would you like to let them know?
Well, for one thing, don't give up on your dream or your goal, because you believe it's going to happen. We all had got in the way, like, you know, forgot about it or gave up. But to me, the Lord always come in at the tail end. Don't give up. Keep striving. And that's what happened for me. I just, like, forgot all about it, like I said, about me being a truck driver. My mind just forgot all about it till one day I was looking on Music X-Ray, and I saw Atlas Star Records. And I said, get in touch with these people. And it was about a month before I got in touch. Well, I think I saw it around last year, around December. But the Lord kept putting in my spirit, call these people. But I just said, no, I don't want, I'm just keep on doing what I'm doing. So the Lord just kept nugging me until one day I called, and everything else is history.
And yeah, like literally, like we're fixing to make history. I can feel it. I know it. It's just like I am so blessed to be working with you two gentlemen. And, you know, Joe, like I said, you literally, I prayed for what to do, and here you are. And I can't wait to, you know, do everything and give God the glory, because my family didn't know. You know, my voice was for singing in a church, and since I was little, I'd be singing and start crying, and I'd be like, oh, get her out of here. Like, didn't understand that, and I'm just so, so blessed that my church, Beaming Hope, here in Largo, Florida, you know, we talk in tongues. That's one of the funniest parts of my book, I was told, because I thought I was in some satanic situation, and it was talking in tongues. I'd never seen it before, and when the Holy Spirit takes over, it's just amazing. But we've got about a minute left, and Joe, with your help, we will be releasing an original song that also goes with the book. It's called Taken by Surprise, and there's a story behind it, and you're also going to help produce my upcoming book. I mean, help me get it out on Amazon. But we've got 30 seconds left. Thank you, Curly. Thank you so much, Joe. Yeah. And we're going to end the show with...
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless both God you bless. Gentlemen by Taken by Surprise.
God bless.
I never meant to hurt you. My heart belongs to only you. You and trust in me, and never had one doubt in me.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.